This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Oh, great to have you with us. 9:05 St. Patty's Day 2025 Boomer and Geo program. Built Ford Tough Studio is the number, 888-808-101. Yes.
You know, we spent a lot of time talking about the NFL draft. So I asked Grock, I said, of the teams that draft a player, how many of those players end up signing a second contract with the team that drafted them?
Mm-hmm.
And in the first round from 2010 to 2017, Grock came back and said only about 31% of first-round picks signed a second contract with their original team.
They're all right. I would have said about 20%, so that's more than I would have thought.
And then the figure drops as you move to later rounds, with an overall average across all rounds suggesting roughly 32 players per draft class out of approximately 256 total picks secure a second contract with their draft.
That is a low. That's 10%. That's less than. No, it's a
overall
less than
rate. 10%. No. Overall rate 12.5 to 14.3%.
Okay.
And you hear a lot of teams not giving contracts, the second contract. And I remember talking to Bill Cowher about this and how hard that is from a coach's perspective sometimes, because you could have a really good player that you develop a very good relationship with, but for whatever reason, whatever, you know, internal reason there may be, they may not want that player or they may trade that player. And I was also listening to some podcasts talking about draft compensation, mm-hmm. and why fans sometimes think that draft compensation should be more for a particular player. And I think it was Les Snead who was doing discussing the GM of the Rams. And he was saying that, you know, sometimes a player is well known. And, you know, if that player is well known and has had a couple all-pro years or Pro Bowl years, you know, in the fans' minds, especially for the team that he plays for, they think that he's worth more on the open market. But then you got to realize, in today's NFL, it's really about how many young players you have on your team under controllable contracts, as opposed to accepting a guy that has a big contract and you have to pay that money and you may lose draft picks. And the way he explained it was, it made a lot of sense to me anyway. And that's one of the reasons why, if you look at Philadelphia right now, they're projected over the next two seasons to have at least 16 draft picks, maybe more. And there's a projection, you know, like they lost Mekhi Becton. You know, they lose Josh Sweat. So their 2026 draft is going to be pretty good because they'll get compensatory picks from those players leaving their team.
Got to make the right picks. And they have.
Yeah, but, and Howie Roseman does a great job. And, you know, and it's hard to let guys go that were part of a winning Super Bowl team, but not noticing where or allowing for players to leave and knowing where your weaknesses are, or drafting a guy that you are trying to bring up to replace one of those guys, is the real key to running an NFL franchise under a cap system.
It is. There are. And that, as a fan, I don't like it. I mean, to me, as I've said to you before, signing a player in free agent is one thing. And if the guy fulfills his contract and his time is up, so be it. Boy, when you draft a guy, you feel like he's your guy because he came up through your system, through your organization. And then when they get to that spot where, all right, well, you got to now pay me, like the Cowboys are dealing with Micah Parsons. All these teams deal with it with these good draft picks. Now, all right, what do you do? And some teams make the decision to let them go, and it does. As well, a fan, the thing, it stinks.
Like the Bengals didn't. You know what I mean? Like the Bengals basically paid T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase. And they're also paying, of course, Joe Burrow. But then it makes me think, you know, Josh Allen had Steph Diggs. They didn't draft him. They brought him in because they felt like he needed a number one receiver. They did draft Keon Coleman. They do have Shakir up there. Patrick Mahomes. They let, you know, or they traded, I should say, Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins. And they just haven't been really the same offense. And they've tried to bring in some players like this Worthy kid who's everybody thought he was in trouble, and they found out that he wasn't in trouble. But hopefully he can turn into the next Tyreek Hill for the Kansas City Chiefs. But the point being is that those two quarterbacks don't really have those stud wide receivers like Joe Burrow has.
No, I mean, Amari Cooper was good, but he wasn't like what Burrow has is ridiculous. I mean, and you could even make the case, too. I mean, A.J. Brown and Devontae Adams are pretty good.
Well, you have a number of teams that do have
that
one
have two.
And 1A.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay is one of those teams. The Philadelphia Eagles are one of those teams. I would think, are your Cowboys one of those teams?
I don't think so now, because CeeDee Lamb, I don't know who would be your, you know, undoubted number two. Brandon Cooks was brought in to be that. I mean, he necessarily wasn't.
The Dolphins are one of those teams.
You could make that case. If you look at, I mean, you had the Rams with Nakua and Kupp. Kupp is now going to Seattle.
Yeah, but you got Nakua and you got Devontae Adams. I think that's
you know what?
A terrific
call.
Signing, you know. And, you know, supposedly, according to Devontae Adams, Sean McVay was all over him.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, that guy could still play. I thought maybe, I like the fact that he went with Matthew Stafford because that gives him, you know, somebody obviously can get him the ball. But I thought maybe if the Bengals were going to move on from T. Higgins or trade T. Higgins, that would have been a good spot for him. Buffalo would have been a good spot for him. The Chargers would have been a great spot for him. But he decided to go with Matthew Stafford because he said that Sean McVay was putting a hard court press on him.
And you know what? You want to be wanted, and he is. And that brings me to the Giants because it's something I wanted to mention this morning. And we'll get up to St. John's in a minute, too. But, you know, the Giants are sitting here in a spot on this Monday morning as we left here Friday. I would have been stunned if you told me on Friday that Monday this is still not going to have been decided who their quarterback is. And the one thing I read, I don't know if it's true or not, but I read that Russell Wilson ready to sign. So if you're the Giants, do you really believe that at this point Aaron Rodgers wants you? Because I would think not. And if that's the case, like, I'm warming up to the idea that sign Russell Wilson. At least he's, you know, he's a competent quarterback. Is he what he used to be? Probably not. But can he at least play the position? And maybe if you do draft that next guy, to me it's the perfect veteran here at the time. I don't know if I would have said this a couple weeks ago, but I do feel it now that he's the guy that you bring in to help along the young guy that maybe starts week one next year.
It may be the only choice. I mean, like, I don't think that Aaron Rodgers wants to come here. It doesn't seem like it. It seems like he wants the Vikings. All signs are pointing to that is what he wants. I still think that Pittsburgh is, well, I think the Vikings make a great opportunity for, like, immediate success. I think Pittsburgh does that too. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think that if he goes to Pittsburgh, it's him and Arthur Smith as their offensive coordinator. If he goes to the Vikings, he's got Kevin O'Connell breathing down his neck. And I don't know if Kevin O'Connell wants that.
And you don't think that's a good combination?
I mean, I'm not saying it is. I mean, if I were a quarterback, it would be either the Steelers or the Vikings.
Right.
If it were me, and if I wanted to play for two more years, it would be the Steelers. If I wanted to play for one more year and that's it and try to have a winning season and go out a winner, then it would be the Vikings.
At least with the Steelers and the Vikings, you've got two playoff teams that you know are, I think, built to win. I don't know if the Steelers, I mean, they got into the postseason and they were dreadful in that game against Baltimore. But the quarterback play wasn't very good. They also couldn't stop Baltimore. But at least you know you're going to a playoff team. I don't know. To me, it just seems like the Giants are an outside-looking-in team, and I don't know why you're wasting time. Because you could run into a situation where Russell Wilson's, you know what, you don't want me? I'll go somewhere else. And then you're stuck with nobody.
Right. So there are teams like Cleveland, New York, that have potential draft choices as quarterbacks that you have to take into account. And I would think that hopefully the Giants were at least honest with Russell Wilson and told them, hey, look, if we bring you in or if we bring Joe Flacco in, We are bringing in a young quarterback. Now, if Flacco was a good teacher and you really like the way he is around other quarterbacks, why isn't he staying in Indianapolis?
Good call. Don't know. Maybe they don't want him. I mean, honestly, well, he played and started several games, or at least a handful of games last year. He wasn't good.
I know, but he was really good in Cleveland when he took over for Deshaun Watson.
He turned the clock
really
back
good,
for
and
a
that's
few weeks.
Why he ended up getting the contract with Indianapolis, because Cleveland didn't want to bring him back because they didn't want to create a firestorm with their fan base when Deshaun Watson was healthy.
How'd that go?
Didn't go well at all. I mean, that's why Cleveland's stuck in the mud, too.
Exactly right. And maybe we'll take a quarterback. Who knows? We heard from Myles Garrett. And then the other big story, obviously the football, but the other big story would be St. John's. St. John's gets themselves the 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. It is remarkable when you look at this team, and I can't seem to find the number you were asking about, points off turnovers for a season, or at least in terms of a game average. Regardless, we know they're a really good defensive team.
And one of the reasons why their point total is up on defense, because they play a fast brand of basketball. It's a lot of shots up and down the court, which is great, which is what you love.
Right, and that was only because I was looking at the stats. I thought they would have been higher in the numbers. But it's wild when you look at this team. You know how good they've been. We've talked about it ad nauseum. 4 losses, all by a grand total of 7 points. You look at their schedule. They have lost one time between now and January 1st.
No,
one
remember,
time.
How many times have people told you, you know, sometimes a loss is a good thing?
Oh, it can be sometimes.
Losing is a really good thing, too.
It is, and they do a lot of it.
So you know what? He probably has a deal with these players. Like, look, man, this is your opportunity at eternal greatness at a school that hasn't had it, what, since 1958 or something?
Long time.
All right. So I would say that he has convinced these players that they all have to buy into everything. That's off the court, that's in the classroom, and it's at practice. And if you do what I tell you to do, you will have a chance for eternal greatness and to have your jerseys, you know, raised in the rafters, which would be amazing, actually.
What's really amazing is when you look at, and this is where the whole losing is a good thing argument kind of is lost on me, because I do think sometimes, you know, if you got this 15, 16 game winning streak into, especially a tournament where you lose and you're out, maybe you want to get that out of the way. I actually get that. But here's where I would say it's different. The amount of close games they pull out in terms of winning at the end shows you that they are battle tested and ready to go. I mean, the game against the game in Marquette in Milwaukee a couple weeks ago was pretty remarkable. And then to see them fall behind Marquette again on Friday night at the Garden, Creighton, they just destroyed in the second half. This team is ready to make a run, and maybe we see them against your Terps. Maybe.
In San Francisco.
Yeah, it is in San Francisco.
Yeah, that would be great. What time would that game kick off?
I don't know, but their first game from Providence this week, the first round game, is at 9:45 p.m., which is not great, but it is what it is. And the Johnnies in a quest for a national championship, we shall see. But that was, they ended things this weekend with the Big East Tournament Championship after the regular season championship.
Player of the year, and they coach are of really the year, good. Regular season champion, tournament champion, 2 seed. That's 5 things that if you would have told me before the season started that maybe you get 3 of those 5, that would be an amazing season.
Yeah, not all 5.
This has been an incredible season thus far. And boy, I'll tell you what, if they can take it all the way, you think that ticker tape parade would be pretty big?
It would be. It
I
would
think
be.
So.
And, you know, I don't know if you know this, but they played Rutgers in an exhibition game back in, I would say it was either early November or late October. And watching them, it seemed like struggle to find, like they weren't cohesive at all. You could tell. You look at them now, and it's like everyone knows where the next guy is going.
Well, they're locked in.
And they are a group that has really come together at the right time.
Especially on offense, man. I told you, the amount of points in the paint for them, and the back screens and all those little things that, you know, that obviously they're paying attention to the coaching they're getting. I mean, it's terrific. And when they go to the boards, man, I mean, like, they attack the boards.
Yeah, no doubt.
Very, no, it's really obvious. I mean, it's great to watch it. It really is.
I think Gus at one point said this is more like a rugby game or a rugby match than it was a football, a basketball game on Friday night. That was the game against Marquette anyway on Friday night.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Oh, yeah, 925. It is the Boomer and Geo program. It's Monday. I'm going to wait for TV to come back because I don't want to miss any of this.
Yes.
Because I know Boomer is salivating right now because we have a guest in studio, which is very exciting. As, earlier, let me set it up this way. CeeLo came in with some audio as we come to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio. With audio of a co-worker, a peer, if you will. Although he works at Infinity Sports Radio most of the time, he does do some work here. And I will let Boomer take up this part of the story because you're very excited about this.
I am very excited about this. Maybe CeeLo can get his ass in here on time. But anyway, you know, EJ Stewart is here. And this morning, EJ, good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
We had a caller this morning tell us that you were on the air and she was listening to you.
Yep.
Joyce did. Mm-hmm. And she told us that you were promoting you, Maggie, and Perloff opposite us in the morning, trying to steal our listeners.
On this radio station.
Yeah, on this radio station. What the hell was that all about?
So I heard the allegation. I'm gonna beat these allegations.
There is no allegation.
We played it.
Played it.
Well, you played one part of the clip. What I challenge you guys to do is to play the earlier part where I began that last segment, where I said, listen to us in the Maggie and Perloff show.
He played the whole thing.
Yeah, right. And I said, hey, Boomer and Gio, hold it down at 6 to 10, and you're listening to them live, and catch us on the podcast.
All right, well.
I feel like I covered my bases on that, no?
I don't know. How do you think it was presented?
I thought the longer clip, he gave proper respect to you guys.
Which I reflected. We talked about
but
that.
But he made sure to check all the boxes before you could find Maggie and Perloff, including the SiriusXM channel that they're on.
Yeah, you did. You got everything.
How'd you get everything in there? I tried to be a true pro.
That was good.
And I shout you guys a lot when I'm on there. I was like, hey, listen, we do our thing on 6 to 10, but... Of course, Boomer and Geo, you guys hold it down here in New York City.
And to be fair, I work over there sometimes filling in for Bogish with Maggie and Perloff, and this radio station and your program is spoken about a lot over there, even though it's a national show.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, EJ. Thank you very much. And yeah. I just wanted to let you know that we are listening.
I found out this morning.
A mistake, we're going to be all over your ass. That's all there is to it.
And if we're not, the listeners are.
Yes, exactly. Mm, they actually called it and tattled on you. So
yeah,
we had
I'm
to make
choice
sure.
to keep my car or something.
Well, maybe if it's a Tesla, they might be candid these days. You never know.
Thanks, EJ.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, EJ. Take
EJ
care,
EJ Stewart from the Maggie and Perloff show.
That is the key. You get people in the mentions. Hey, this show, this time, go check it out. I mean, I had a few of those already today. One we're going to get to coming up here in
really?
A second. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Take
ready?
It away.
Okay.
I mean, what else are you doing?
By the way. I didn't know if Boomer wanted to say something else.
Just no, quickly, by the way, do we See? Have any update on the Players' Championship?
Yes.
So the overtime just started at 9 a.m. this
yeah,
morning.
I should see, check a look at the playoff scores. I had a little J.J. Spawn audio to play for you, which was kind of
is this about what he did during the...
heard this?
I did.
You want to do that first, since we're mentioning... All right, well, first of all, we're brought to you by Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. So, yes, you've got a Rory McIlroy... J.J. Spawn playoff going right now. A three-hole aggregate, is that correct?
Yes, 16, 17, and 18.
All right, so Rory birdied 16, Spawn a par. So Rory's already up a shot as they now play the 17th. So, yes, they had the weather delay yesterday. Spawn ends up making, actually, he had a putt to win, right, on 18?
Yes, he did, 30-footer.
Yeah.
And I'm being told that not Rory, the other guy hit it in the water.
It's over.
After,
it's over.
Okay. Right,
unless Rory, he would have teed off first, so that's over.
Okay, well, that kind of leads me to where I'm going, because Jerry heard this clip, and listening to this guy, it's a little surprising to me that it's come down to him and Rory, for this is the biggest purse of the year for the Players,
yeah,
right?
$4.5 million for the winner, I believe, yeah.
All right, so they had the four-hour delay yesterday, and they asked him what he did, how he spent his time during that delay.
I hung out with Chuck, Charlie Hoffman, in the performance center thing, and it was actually funny. There's this chair called the Shift Wave. I think that's what it's called. It's like this vibrating, it's not a massage chair, but it's got this like these little magnets all over that vibrate to like a kind of like a track. You can select specific tracks, and you put like this headset on and like an eye mask. And he's like, dude, you need to try this.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about, but he did continue to explain what that was all about.
It was like a 10-minute session. I sat down and was like telling me to like breathe in positivity and like, and it was like, when you arise from this, you're going to feel like you're ready to take on the day. And maybe that's what I needed. But yeah, the Shift Wave chair.
Well, maybe he didn't sit in it today.
Sponsor me.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know if he went in it this morning. Doesn't seem like it's working for him down there at Sawgrass. I'll tell you what.
They're going to make a lot of money, though.
It was carnage at times over the weekend there with the wind kicking.
Yes.
I mean, some of these balls that land on the green and then roll into
the
water.
There were some that shot on the slope towards the green and shot right past the hole into the water. It was pretty
wild. I will give this Spawn credit. I don't know if you saw this, Jerry. He had a shot that landed in some deep rough where he was standing on a sprinkler head.
So he dropped it
on another sprinkler head. So long story short, he ended up going from the thick rough into the fairway for his approach shot. This one was laying right on the wood there behind it.
I know there were some people that had an issue with I saw Mickelson basically post and responded to someone that didn't like that he was able to do that. And that's the benefit of knowing the rules.
Yeah.
100%. And he's right.
Yeah.
Probably some people wouldn't have known that.
I would agree. Take a look at that 30-foot putt yesterday. Just barely short. Literally 2 inches short.
Rory almost missed his putt.
Rory.
The par putt.
The par putt, yes.
I'm not going to say it lipped in, but it was a little...
There it is right here. You can see it on CBS Sports Network
came
right
up
now.
Just a couple revolutions short, or else that would have been a win for your boy there in the chair.
But it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
And it sounds like he's getting housed right now.
Yeah, well... You know, a lot of pressure the next day, one-on-one, mano-a-mano against Rory. Anyway, little love for our guy BT here this hour, taking the handoff from McMahon's final call Saturday night at the Garden as the Johnnies beat Creighton, capturing the Big East tournament title.
St. John's defeats Creighton 82-66 in the title game.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mink, from Lapjack and Mully, Walter Berry, Mark Jackson, Malik Sealy, Ron, and of course the great Lou Carter second, all the diehards, hey, paint the town red, baby. The Johnnies are back, and the ride is just getting going. What a night.
There you go. Mink and BT soaking it in as the Johnnies take care of business. A little tribute to their history.
Boy, did that feel good.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
yes, it did.
Yeah, so they're the two seed in the West region. They'll face Omaha Thursday night in Providence for round one of the NCAA tournament. Also, we mentioned earlier this morning, UConn will play Friday in Raleigh against Oklahoma in an 8-9 matchup. Mm. That's part of the West region as well. The Huskies a 4.5-point favorite in that game. The Johnnies are an 18.5-point favorite against Omaha.
I was looking, they were showing some of the betting odds last night in terms of, you know, what higher seeds have done better. And I guess the 11s have done the 11s or the 12s?
So it's, like, if you want to try and make,
maybe it's a 12-5 matchup. 12 that's
fives,
it. Yeah. Where they've won, I don't want to say 50% of the time, but they win more than you'd think. So if you want to at least try and make some money, you pick a 12, I guess.
Someone tipped me off. I didn't grab the audio because I wasn't all that compelling, but Moose had a guy on from VEASAN Sunday.
Yes.
And he's got Maryland as a Final Four team.
Good.
He's good team. Maryland is very good.
Likes where Maryland's at.
Yep.
You're a big Lou Gowra fan. You talk about him often on this program.
That's one of Al's fantasy picks.
Yes, yes. And Al's other fantasy pick, Pat Boyle, doing sports minutes early this morning. How about that?
Well, he did the overnight show.
I know, but
Lugie!
Good to hear from him.
So, those are your guys then. Sal, Tommy, and who's the other one?
Pat Boyle.
Pat Boyle. Wow. Yeah, you just said.
The depth chart.
Not bad. That's a pretty good threesome.
All right, so Lugie, I thought, at least, wedging his way into Friday's Evan and Tiki program here.
And then got converted to a starting pick.
We have quarterback news
Let's hear it.
From Brian Costello.
Jet news! Oh, wait a second. Now, the Jets already have
what does
Jordan.
That mean?
I got to digest this before you tell me, because I'm not prepared for quarterback news.
Not for the Jets.
So he comes in all dramatic with the breaking news. Oh, Costello and Jet news. So
you know what this is, Boomer?
What's that?
Continue, please.
Okay. Evan, of course, you know, takes it seriously. He's putting some serious thought into trying to figure it out. He was thinking bigger when in reality, not that huge of a deal.
I'm going to go with they have traded to Rod Taylor back to the New York Giants.
I'm just kidding. The Jets have not traded.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, okay.
This is Justin Fields related. Justin Fields has picked his number that he's going to wear for the Jets.
Oh, come on.
We're going to go crazy about this?
Is it eight?
It is not eight. Think WFAN.
WFAN?
66?
Nope.
Dummy.
Think about one of our colleagues.
One of our colleagues.
Oh, Boomer Esiason?
Justin Fields
wearing
will wear
number 7?
Number 7 for the Jets.
Boomer Esiason!
All right, so great. And Evan's like, really? That was you had to come in with the breaking news sounder.
I don't blame Evan for being like that.
And then eventually it was revealed just how little Tommy actually pays attention to the Jets, I guess.
I'm trying to think of the other guys that wore number 7.
Did Gino wear 7?
Gino wore number 7. Yeah. Tom Tupa wore number 7.
Tom Tupa, the punter.
Kenny O'Brien wore number 7.
Jeez, they passed this number 7 around like it's nothing.
Timmy Boyle wore number 7.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I thought this was Boomer's number. Basically, everybody's wore it.
It was Boomer's number. You know who wore it last year?
Who?
Hassan Reddick.
Did he really?
Yes.
Now, Evan did say, no offense to Boomer, but like, let's hope that Justin Fields ends up being the best Jet to ever wear number 7.
Yeah, I would hope the same,
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't, somebody sent that to me, I didn't even bother listening to it, now I know why.
Okay then.
Yeah.
You got the Knicks and the Heat
tonight.
You wear
that helmet all season? Or was that a special game?
No, that was a throwback game.
Listen, I don't remember that helmet.
They didn't
at all.
Give us the white helmets. We only had one helmet at the time. If you were going to go back to those uniforms, which Bill Parcells did when he came back, he went back to the white helmets with the green stripes.
And now they've gone back to the ones that you guys
actually
wore.
Like those.
Round
uniforms.
And round we go.
Yeah, they're fine.
I did like those. Yes.
Okay. Knicks in the Heat tonight. Knicks are back from the West Coast trip. Did a little bit on the Tom Thibodeau, Josh Hart sideline blow-ups, maybe a little strong, but they got after each other Saturday night in San Francisco as the Knicks lost to the
Warriors.
Was
anybody asked about the whole stuff with Draymond Green?
The players.
Not sure.
There was nothing in there?
Specifically about that, no. There was stuff about the Thibodeau Hart.
Yeah. I feel like the whole Draymond Green stuff came out after the fact, and I think that was... I feel like social media is what got that going.
I mean, they kept posting the video of these
like
guys.
I feel like some fans were posting videos of the after the game where the guys were hugging Draymond Green and everything. And then all of a sudden, it just exploded.
Right.
And
now all of a sudden, it's a real issue because of what Draymond Green said about Karl Anthony Towns and then his teammates.
Like it would annoy you.
They weren't, you know, backing him up.
You'd be annoyed, wouldn't you?
I guess I would. I just don't know how aware of everything everybody is. I'm not sure.
Mm.
Okay, that's fair.
And I'm sure a lot of these guys have had relationships with Draymond Green and other things. Maybe they have the same agent. Maybe they've endorsed the same products. Maybe they've been at celebrity outings together. You never know where their where their friendships begin and end.
The one place I would disagree, though, and I don't know if they do this anymore, but I think Al said it when he covered the Bucks. They used to do it, and I think maybe you with the Jets. I know for me with the Jets and Giants, you used to see the clips. Like, the information that was out there about the team was there and stapled and ready for anybody on the team to look at.
Yeah, I also think from an East Coast standpoint, that game ended so late.
I know that, but you're saying you're not sure how aware they were of it. I can't believe that a Tom Thibodeau was not aware of what happened with Draymond Green and the podcast, and it was all over the place.
And by the way, he was there in Minnesota with Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns, so I'm sure he is trying to downplay it as much as he possibly can, because, as we all know, that whole thing kind of blew up.
Yeah. Jerry, this is a little in the weeds, but you'll understand. So yeah. Boomer mentioned it's a late game Saturday. So there were two highlights in the system from the game. Oh, boy. And I just noticed now, I went back to look at there were a couple post-game cuts from Thibodeau and Josh Hart.
How long are they?
They weren't put in until yesterday afternoon.
Oh.
So someone circled back and was like, let's put a little something in here.
Yeah, got it.
Anyway, here was Hart talking about the exchange with Thibodeau.
Y'all know me. Y'all know my feelings towards Tibbs. You're not going to find a more loyal player than him. I love Tibbs. I think that was just my frustration coming out with the flow of the game, my own individual performance.
And his performance was 0 for 7 from the field, 0 points across 39 minutes, and another loss for the Knicks, who also learned, or at least we learned, that Jalen Brunson's expected to miss another 1 to 2 weeks with that ankle sprain. So you're looking at late March, early April for his return.
Which I actually think might not be a bad thing.
Sure.
At the end of the day, I mean, they're fine with the playoffs. They'll win games. And if he gets to rest a little more, all good.
Very true. At the Garden last night, Rangers and Edmonton were tied at 1 into the third period. Victor Arvidsson scored on an odd man rush to put Edmonton up 2-1. And then that guy, Connor McDavid, finally got his first shot of the game off.
McDavid moves in, he scores! That's his first shot on goal.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sam?
And it's in. Wow. The net. That's all he needs.
Very quick.
Hey, Boomer, up your ass.
Yeah, that was Keandre Miller right there.
I think Panarin got caught defending there as well on a tough little turnover situation.
So. I will say that the Rangers have changed since JT Miller got here. There's no question about that. They're playing a lot better. Just got to keep it going. And, they got 14 games left, man. Just keep your head down, and who knows?
There you go. The Islanders are still in the mix a little bit after a 4 unanswered goal performance in the third period at home last night to come back to beat the defending Stanley Cup champion Panthers by a final score of 4-2. The Devils tonight will take on Columbus, certainly a game of interest for all the teams in the playoff race, especially the wild card race there in the Eastern Conference.
And
all right.
To update you, J.J. Spawn made a 6 on 17.
Oh, boy. Good night, Rory,
he bogeyed it, so but he does take a 3-shot lead to 18.
I would think
I think Rory's winning.
He's in good shape.
Unless he puts
one into the water
No doubt. Yeah. But yeah, 3-shot lead after these two holes.
All right. I'm going to just tell you this. So I butted together for moment of the day all the laughs from the entire 7 o'clock segment when was in here.
Yes.
So we don't need to play all of it.
Okay.
But this started with Jerry asking about, St. Patty's Day and what you might be up to. And a term I was not familiar with, I've come to learn, was actually accurate on your part, but we did have some fun with that. And then we also started talking about colognes and scents and aromas as we covered a lot of bases.
It's not about just getting drunk, Jerry.
I think it is.
I think actually it is.
Is it not? I mean, you go out, you said it before, the Guinness, the Jameson.
Yeah, I'll have a Guinness today.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get plowed.
I think that's the wrong word. But okay, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. I wish you the best. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe you.
In terms of the drinking, though.
You all right, CeeLo?
Yeah, I'm good. I was not expecting plowed to be the word you used there.
Okay.
Plastered, perhaps.
Plastered, yes. Plowed, whatever.
My mistake. I apologize.
Jeez.
Are you a calm guy?
Am I? I'm a
little bit.
I'm a Kiehl's guy. A Kiehl's fragrance, yeah.
Okay.
Is that not a cologne?
It's kind of a cologne. Yeah, I guess it's a musk.
You're all about musk these days.
Musk, yeah.
Musk and getting plowed.
Right, I was going to say, throw a little of that on today, have a Guinness, and, you know, wait for someone to...
But I'm not going to get plowed.
Yeah, there you go.
I think there's real expectations when they made 100%. All these moves this offseason.
No question. No
and
question.
Now all of a sudden with the little guy, you know, with...
the little guy?
With Brunson banged up a little.
It was funny when you said the little guy.
The little guy. The little guy's banged up, yeah.
Getting but plowed this weekend.
It's perfect.
It is St. Patrick's Day. Happy right. St. Patty's Day. Go get right. plowed.
Yes.
Boomer, Jerry, and CeeLo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's
yeah.
up, Anthony?
Hey, Boomer, I thought quarterbacks only wear Brute 33. How about that?
Hello?
It's so stupid.
It is.
Oh, I know what he's going to come on. It's just going to be dumb.
Yes. Perfect, actually. It fits.
Yes, he does.
It definitely fits.
Okay. So he's talking about Brute Cologne, Brute 33.
Yeah.
Did you see how I'll put it up on the board?
No.
I thought quarterbacks only wore butt cologne.
That had to be a typo.
Yeah,
please.
A typo.
Yeah, okay.
I think, didn't Joe Namath do one of those Brute cologne commercials?
I don't know. Was he getting plowed as well?
Probably. He was definitely getting plowed. In more ways than once.
Yeah. All right. I think we get the
I'd say that came full circle.
Oh, my God. I've cried
good.
Like four times today.
Good.
I was out in the newsroom cutting this up, crying, and Hurley's like, Ryan Hurley comes in. You okay over there? What's going on?
Well, good job. We will see you tomorrow.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
God willing.
God, yeah. Yes.
God exactly. willing.
Right. I'll take a quick break.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hey, I just got to give you guys a warning for next week, just in case. I got my jury duty.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Nassau County's after my ass. So,
what do you think the chances are that you actually have to go to jury duty? Zero?
Probably zero, because once I get interviewed by, you know, lawyers who have no idea who I am, and then I tell my work, and then somebody says, oh, this, that, and the other thing. All right, see you later. That's just what happens.
So not much of a warning, then.
No, but I think I'm more officially a standby, and I got to check in to see whether or not I have to show up.
Probably the night before. And I will tell you that your guy inside has had, he's had some good ideas. This one, to me, might be one of his best ones. In terms of
Al Dukes?
Yeah, in terms of what jury duty should be. You want to explain, Al?
Refresh my memory. This is for old people, retirees?
Yes.
Yes.
What you think it should be jury duty?
Retirees.
Retirees that have nothing to do.
Yeah.
And looking for something to do.
Yeah, like the early
is,
retirees.
Do you think like an older bias, though, could be had?
Yeah, that's going to be the problem.
A totally older jury. You got to have a mixture, right?
Yeah, I guess you got to have a mixture, but.
Right.
I think, you know, like when I retire, I would love to be every week on a jury duty. I'd be the foreman.
I think you would.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but you need a real case. Like, I don't need one of these Fugazi accidents on the LIE or something like that.
I want something
with all in jail.
DNA evidence that I have to comb through, be on the witness stand.
You want to
be in the jury.
Yeah, you'd be in a jury box.
You want to be the lead juror. You want to be the captain.
Yeah, I want to be the one who, like, we get some knucklehead that doesn't understand DNA. And I have to go, what are you, an idiot? This is the guy's guilty. I'd be that guy.
Yeah. Although, you know, years ago, he would have said, if you ended up in court, in his mind, you were guilty. He has changed his mind on that.
Yeah, well, I used to believe if you made it all the way to court, you did something.
Yeah, but you, that's what not you always witnessed the over the last 4 years, you realize that it could be a total farce.
It could be a total farce,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
I've seen that through documentaries over the years.
Yeah, and it goes for all people. You know, you could see exactly how there could be dirty prosecutors. You know, there could be dirty cops. There could be a million different reasons why.
Sometimes
somebody gets, unfortunately, caught up in the system.
Sometimes they just want to get the case closed and be done with it.
And I'll give you one other idea he's had.
Okay. Oh,
that
I
is
love
very good.
Yes.
And just jarred a thought. So, and it's because of what Southwest did, I think, on Friday. So Southwest Airlines, I guess they never charged for check luggage. I'm not even sure. But now they're going to start charging. And I know there was some backlash to it. And they posted out something. They posted something along the lines of, at least we didn't trade Luca. Ha, ha, ha. You get the whole Maverick thing.
Yes,
but
yes.
This is another thing that makes total sense to me that airlines don't do. Why not and again, this is his idea, not mine, but why not charge for overhead storage and make the checked baggage free to make more people put the baggage underneath? So you don't have the chaos that you have on the plane. Because if you, I know you don't fly commercial all the time, but you do.
I flew commercial the last 4 or 5 times I've flown.
Fair enough.
Well, it's fine.
How many times have in your life have you gotten on a plane where it gets crammed up and you can't sit down because people are jerking around with the stupid overhead bins?
Right, but you also know, you hear from the flight attendants the whole time, you know, all the bins are full, please you leave your bags at the front of the plane, or you remember you only have room for one of your bags. I mean, like, and some
but that's because it's free.
And some people are incredibly, incredibly selfish.
No
and
question.
Unaware of what they're doing.
And bring giant bags onto the plane that should never get through. But that having been said, if you now charge the premium for that space in your aisle for the overhead bin, you would get more bags into the actual...
Yeah, well, I remember the day when, you know, you didn't have to pay for anything.
Right, well, those days are gone.
Check your bags and put your bags up top and move on. And basically what you're paying for is the safety, the service, and the comfort of flying a nice airline.
Right, but now we pay for everything. I mean, you have to pay for your seats in some cases once you buy a ticket to the plane. So I thought that idea was pretty good, and I don't know why you wouldn't do that. But you don't seem to agree. You think everything should just be free.
Well, no, I mean, like, I know that is out of the, that's already out of the gate, and that's going. And I guess Southwest has held out for a long time, I guess, for this. I don't know. I haven't flown Southwest.
Me neither. Me neither. Never been my thing. At least never where I've gone or where they've flown out of. But
right.
I was just more the idea that he had about charging for the overhead storage and making the check bag free.
You know, I mean, I feel like I pay a lot for a seat, and I want to be able to check my bag, and I want to be able to put my bag above my head.
Yeah, but when you check your bag, you have to pay $30.
I don't have to pay $30. I'm not paying anything.
Eddie, when you fly, do you not pay for check bags?
Yeah.
Or am I making this up?
No, you do. I'm telling you right now, I have not paid for a checked bag. I don't know what the hell you're talking
about. Sometimes when you buy a ticket, it comes with a checked bag as part of the price.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I always pay for checked bags.
You'll get one free, and then...
But then the second and the third one you have to pay for. All
but
right,
then again, fine. Like the only thing I would check would be my golf clubs.
For sure.
You know, I went down to the DR, I had bring my those golf on the clubs, plane. Had to check them. Nobody was paying... I wasn't paying to check my golf clubs.
Timeout. You didn't pay to check golf clubs?
I did not, no.
What are you flying?
I flew American.
And free, and golf clubs on the plane were free?
Yeah, yes, they were.
Well, I guess we're flying American then. That's news to me. The first bag I get, but golf clubs usually are the oversized sports equipment bag.
Yeah, well, too bad. I'm flying on your airplane. Take my bags. That's what I'm paying for.
That might be for celebrities only, Jerry.
It's not for me.
I swear to God, I have never paid for a check bag in my life.
All right. Well, you're better. Well, we know you're better than us. You're better than us flying.
But then again, apparently. I don't like the check bags anyway. Like normally, I have a short trip.
See, I actually do like checking the bag. Just let me be. Get on my get to the seat.
Then you got.
Somebody they would do it so fast these days. By the time you get out to the carousel, a lot of times that thing's going already.
Yeah, by the time you get out of row 30, but Boomer getting out of row 1, he gets there quick.
That is a very good point, Eddie. Very good point. We'll take a quick break. Why don't you give him a... Yes?
And Newark is very bad at checked bags. They take the longest, I think, to get the bags to the...
I don't feel like I've ever had an issue. Thing. Into the carousel. The spinny thing. We're adults.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.